As the beloved goddess of justice speaks her heart to us tonight, we ask our heart's flame to enfold her and to ever pour to her whatever power enables her at all times to walk and talk with those under this radiation and blaze the sacred fire that does bring all into the freedom and divine justice that does fulfill the divine plan everywhere. Beloved ones of my heart, you who are the family of the violet consuming flame, I am very grateful tonight for the privilege of speaking my heart to you and pouring again the sacred fire of my love and the victory of its balancing power to you all. And tonight, in the use of this great cosmic sacred fire that not only purifies and brings balance in and around and to you all for your own great victory over all in this world, tonight I want you to understand what some of my power and service to life is to strengthen and protect you by the sacred fire of my victory that helps to hold the balance not only within and around you, but helps to hold the balance against the hordes of evil that seek to destroy you. In balancing the activity of energy, in holding protection for that which is constructive, there must always come the release of whatever force of the sacred fire is necessary to hold against destructive activities a pressure far greater than their own. And since that is again part of my service to life, then in your daily activities of the outer world, as you can feel more powerfully and more frequently, the sphere of the flame of my victory enfolding you, within which is the pressure of cosmic action, you will always find that is an invincible guard about you and is at all times repelling as well as consuming destructive forces that seek to disturb you. Now, in your use of the violet consuming flame in its cosmic action, whatever power you draw of that in and around yourselves becomes part of your own life flame. And it is my privilege to help add to that the cosmic pressure of the sacred fire that continually presses back the hordes of evil. And as they are repelled, your own violet consuming flame goes forth and consumes them. So there must come, in order to hold balance, a pressure of the sacred fire within yourselves and around you and filling and surrounding your affairs as well, in order to keep destructive forces from pressing in upon you and throwing your world out of balance. So divine justice, my dear ones, has many, many, many channels in which it acts to bless life and to bring about the perfection that is the only divine justice that you can give back to your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host for your use of life, which you have been given from the Great Central Sun. When the Great Presence of the Mighty I Am in the Great Central Sun gives you its life and use of its energy, its powers, its faculties, and its substance, all through the centuries, it expects, under the law of perfection, you to give back a balance for that which you have used. And so, when you use constructively everything that you have been given and allow it to bring its happiness and divine plans fulfillment to all the life around you, then greater and greater comes the cosmic release of that sacred fire in and around yourselves for your outer use and outer direction. But my dear ones, after all the blessings you have had, all down the centuries, all the opportunities you've had to produce the happiness and perfection which life intends, life expects a divine balance to be maintained, that your world may have greater power released into it to serve greater activities of perfection in the universe around you. So if you will remember that divine balance is the open door on which every good thing, or through which every good thing can come to you, you will enter deep into the understanding of what divine justice means to life, what the purpose is that it serves in the universe, how you may become the victory of its blazing flame, and wherever you abide, all things are purified and brought into divine order and balanced wherever you pass by. This is the regulating activity of the sacred fire provided by the cosmic law of life, by which you may at all times bring divine order out of chaos. You may at all times compel the purification that sets things into divine order. And through that, you become the master hand that controls manifestation everywhere in the universe. Now, as you face your problems or struggle or limitations of the outer world today, those problems exist in you or your world because something is out of balance. For when there is perfect purity perfect flow of the sacred fire from your mighty I Am presence through you to your outer self, through the outer self to your affairs. Everything is regulated in divine order. There is no struggle. There are no problems. So problems and limitations are continual reminders that something is out of balance in the energy of your world. And since the action of my love always brings victory wherever I abide, tonight I ask you to accept it, and if you will accept enough of it, your problems and struggles will disappear. That's why I'm here. Thank you so much, precious ones. And so, as you move forward in the use of more power of the sacred fire, you will find automatically coming into you and your affairs this balancing power of the Ascended Master's love, which is the violet consuming flames, purifying, balancing gift of its love to you. So in your use of these magnificent cosmic activities of the sacred fire, as you call them into the outer world conditions, they must of necessity enter into you and into your individual activity and bring the same blessing to you that they bring to the outer world through your calls. And so, beloved ones, from tonight, when struggle or problems seem to appear, stop for just a moment and demand whatever violet consuming flame is necessary to purify and balance everything in your world, that you may go forward in the world of the violet consuming flame, in which no problems can ever live. And then your way is clear. And as you dwell within that, you may have unlimited power to use to do anything that needs to be done, so long as your world is the world of the violet consuming flames, purity, divine love, and balance. That becomes the authority of your mighty I Am presence to produce any kind of manifestation you desire, so long as it be constructive and blesses life wherever you abide. This enters into the powers of nature and the forces of the elements wherever you dwell, quite as well as within yourselves. So, blessed ones, whenever problems seem to weigh heavily upon you, demand whatever intensity and cosmic action of the violet consuming flame are necessary to bring your world into divine balance. Because the moment the energy in your world is balanced in its pressure against conditions of the outer world, those conditions cannot come in to disturb you. And so, as your attention is held upon your mighty I Am presence and the violet consuming flame and you demand it be your world of life, automatically will there flow into your affairs the purifying love of that violet consuming flame that gives unlimited power to produce perfection, to close out the distress, to hold you invincible then against conditions of the outer world's turmoil. So will you try to dwell within my world of the violet consuming flames, eternal purity, eternal divine order, eternal balance to life? First of all, to your mighty I Am Presence who has given you its life. Then to the life in the atmosphere about you and your affairs. Then to the life of the world, the life in nature, the life in the elements, life everywhere. Then you become the Sun Presence that is the balancing power of the violet consuming flame, and then you become the peace commanding presence, because where that violet flame goes, turmoil and discord cannot live. So you become the authority to compel purification, divine order, and hold the balance that your beings and worlds may never again experience the discord and the struggle and the limitations and problems of the past. I want you to be sealed within this, to hold you invincible now against the turmoil that is surging everywhere in the rest of the world. So I become your guardian quite as well as the beloved Saint Germain, to hold about you enough violet consuming flame to keep your world balanced. Then you will have the supply of what you require. This has a great bearing on the supply to you of that which you're going to require. So if you will dwell with me, I will dwell with you. Thank you so much, precious ones. And while you're standing for just a moment, if you will accept my mantle about you of violet consuming flame also, and then within that the unfed flame of perfect balance, my love shall draw in and around you every activity to serve you and strengthen you and protect you as you go forward and render this service to the rest of life until the earth and all upon it has become purified and once again set into divine order to glorify the mighty I Am Presence and all life streams who come here in the future go forward to the fulfillment of the divine plan and the victory of the ascension forever raises all to eternal safety. So my love becomes a mantle about you, and may it ever draw to you all divine justice that forever keeps keeps you free. Thank you, and won't you be seated, please? Beloved Goddess of Justice, thank you with all our hearts, love, for your blessing to us tonight. And may we dwell within your world of the violet consuming flame and the unfed flame, and hold the pressure against the discord of the outer world, that wherever we abide, your visible, tangible presence with us does hold about us your divine justice to all life forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of the violet consuming flame and invincible divine justice of the unfed flame, that the Herculean protection required stands ever about us and between us and everything that is of human creation in this world, till our ascension is complete as we've called, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the violet flame power you know we require to hold invincible divine justice wherever we abide, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. We ask you to keep that in sustained action till the fullness of every good thing floods into this world and sets it free for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the beloved Goddess of Justice, violet-consuming flame and unfed flame. Hold forever her invincible power against all that is of the hordes of evil till those hordes are forever annihilated from the universe. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. Annihilate the hordes of evil everywhere forever. And making those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, command and compel everything on this earth be raised, purified, illumined, and set free in the victory of the ascension without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And you, beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask your visible, tangible presence with us at all times. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it, and pouring into its distress all the sacred fire necessary to annihilate that which is not the ascent of master perfection of eternity. Move us forward, a blazing sun presence of all activities of the sacred fire necessary to compel ascended master victory everywhere the human seems to be, and sustain and expand it for eternity, invincible forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire required to move into all outer physical conditions, that which forever annihilates all that is not the God perfection of the ascended masters, active for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask the beloved goddess of justice and the legions of the angels of the violet consuming flame to come forth and flood the earth with all required to compel purity, peace, and freedom to this world for eternity. We thank thee.